First, we explain. We distributed the report yesterday, I think, about 4 PM, and we decided, because it was late when we sent it to you, and it being a Monday, that we will give people space this morning to meet in study groups and so on, whatever their party political structures are, so that they can look at the report. So presumably everybody's read the report, and so we're going to actually take the report as we've done in the past. Explain the joint meeting for now, because the informal deliberation on the report, and then when we formally consider the report and voting, we will set the meeting. Is that right, Commissioner? Right. Do you want to say anything? So can I suggest that the first section is really an overview of what was said to us, and we've asked the National Security to respond to that. So if people have got comments on pages 1 to the bottom of page 7, can you raise them, please? But for the rest, we'll focus on the observations and recommendations, because that substantially is what the committee thinks, okay? So pages 1 to 6, it can be members from either side, NCOP or NA, because it's a joint report, but we vote separately. Good? Any comments on pages 1 to 7? Bottom of page 7? Nothing? Okay. Then let's move to observations. You have a chance to read it. So 3-1, any comments? 3-2? 3-4, I would like to make a change there, because 3-4 is not consistent with 4.2. The first 4.2, you'll see two 4.2s there. There's a typographical glitch there. So it suggested it now reads, the committee supports the students' demand for the no fee increases during 2017, right? You put no fee increases in inverted commas. Is somebody here who's doing all the changes? Who's taking overall responsibility, Alan? Yeah. Okay, right. So Esther and Alan. Yeah, okay, fine. So the next sentence should read, the committees also believe that there should be free tertiary education for those in need, comma, and the government, through engagement with all the relevant stakeholders, needs to explore the possibilities of this. Full stop. This would include arriving at a definition as far as possible conceptually on what is meant by those in need. In other words, we don't want to say the poor, because there is a middle, missing middle, if you like. We don't qualify for national grants, but are just not well enough to fund themselves. I think all of us in our own ways, in some form or another, might feel that at some stage, if we ever have the resources, it should be completely free, like it is in some of the advanced industrialized countries, I think I've told one or two of them it is. But, you know, I think for now, the term need is loose. Just speak only as a poor. So that's what we're suggesting. But the main point is what we recommend, of course. 3.5. 3.6. And then 4.1, sorry, you want to say something? Yes?
Thank you, Chair. I wish to make some general recommendations for proposals for inclusion in the section under observations and deliberations, because in my view, the observations and deliberations really miss the core of the problem in the budget. So I would recommend, Chair, that we consider strengthening our concern about the rate of economic growth. The report itself makes reference on page 7 to economic inertia, and that we look at strengthening the section on economic growth and noting our concern about the low levels of economic growth and the fact that the medium-term budget statement made no proposals to significantly change economic policy to increase the rates of economic growth. So that's on the economic outlook. On the expenditure side, I would expect that this committee would take a view on the new proposal to implement a long-term fiscal guide, which members will be aware of. I'm not sure whether members of the committee support the proposal or don't support the proposal, but it's something that we should consider. I'm skeptical. On the question of the proposal for a new capital project appraisal, I would think that the committee should take a view on whether we support or oppose National Treasury's efforts at capital project appraisals. I personally think it's something the committee should look at supporting. I think on the expenditures or on the balance side, on the expenditure side, we would also need to make some reference to the balance between consumption and capital expenditure, which is contained in the Money Bills Act. Based on the medium-term budget statement, it seems consumption expenditure is growing and capital expenditure is declining. I think also on the expenditure side, we need to make some reference to cost containment measures, which are significantly diluted if one reads the medium-term budget policy statement carefully, and that is a major concern. On the revenue side, I think we have to observe that express concern at least that the revenue is significantly decreasing, both in this financial year, $7.6 billion, and over the medium-term, $35 billion. We have to surely, Chair, make reference to the contingency reserve, which, as you know, has been wiped out in this financial year and declines or tapers off at a lower rate over the MTF than in the main budget. I would expect that we would also make reference to and express concern about the budget balance, which, as you know, is now more than 3% of the GDP and tapers off at a lower rate than in the main budget. I would especially think that this committee would make reference to the levels of gross national debt, which, as you know, is now at 49% of the GDP and will increase by $600 million over the medium term. I would also, and this is a separate matter, raise concern about the fact that there's no disclosure of contingent liabilities or any additional contingent liabilities or provisions in the MTBS. There's also no disclosure of the current public sector debt or the public sector borrowing requirements. When we come to, I would expect that we would make reference to the debt service costs, having increased to, 127.9 billion rand in this year, and increasing over the medium term and being the fastest growing expenditure item in the budget. I would expect that we would express concern about that. Finally, on the fiscal risks, I would expect the paper does refer to the public sector wage bill, which I support, but I think that what the committee needs to look at very carefully is what measures are going to be put in place to ensure that we are not in a similar situation in 3 years' time when three entities get into a room in Pretoria and negotiate a comfortable public sector wage bill which entirely blows the deficit and blows the budget. That is an untenable situation and we have to look at measures to prevent that. On the nuclear build program, which I think we need to make mention of it, of the nuclear build program as a fiscal risk, require the Treasury to brief us. And on public school education, I'll make some comments when you come to that in the report. And then finally, on SAA, I would regard that also as a fiscal risk. If you look at the MTBS carefully, as the Minister notes, that even if the long-term turnaround strategy is implemented, SAA is going to require, hopefully, budget-neutral support for the next 5 years. That is a major concern. We have to tackle the whole question of SAA. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Firstly, some of the issues you raised, it seems to me, are doable. Some of it are more party policy positions and the ideological issues. And when we go into them, so on, members can respond. as we see fit. So who is to speak? Yeah, go ahead.
So I think if you listen to Honourable Member Minier, I think his focus is more on the issues raised duly so. I mean, they presented the MTPP as document. And I think what he's calling for is just for us as a committee to capture those as our observations. I fully agree with, because then we'll have to discuss the recommendation. I hope you have recommendations, because you can't just pose questions without coming up with clear recommendations, which I don't think is a problem, because all these things are here. There's nothing new. So, but what I will, there is the observation on the our concern on the rate of growth, economic growth, is well captured in 3.3. And I think it's in the spirit that you are raising this particular concern. So I will suggest that we support his submission, and we then focus on how do we deal with recommendations as to respond. I mean, to those points raised, because with all fairness, he is raising something that is properly captured in the NTPPS. Thank you.
What I suggest is let's look at each of the issues, because that was going to have a long discussion. Can I also alert you that we've been exempted from the House because we have to vote on this today, on the understanding that when the bells ring, we will plunge into that House and vote mindlessly according to party political positions, right? So there are some people here, Charles in particular, who feel he's too old to run from here. So what we're going to do, since we have a quorum, is at 11 o'clock, Peter Paul, you've delivered. Where will we be going?
I was at Green Century 11.
Yeah, okay, so Peter Paul's going to go out and find us a venue. So we'll have to go and vote there. However, though we are able to sit here till 2 o'clock, we only do so if we have to. Right, the first one on the rate of economic growth, we've got an observation we've got is under 3.3, comrades, colleagues. While recognizing the government's progress, you can't hold National Treasury alone to account, okay? So we say, while recognizing the government's programs as a whole are directed towards economic growth, the committees believe the MTPPS does not focus enough on how economic growth is to be stimulated over the MTPF period. Now, what is there that's not covered in your first point? I cannot see. The department itself has been admitting repeatedly, and including in the minister's speech to the House last week, that, hey, if we don't get growth, we get no revenue. If we get no revenue, we can't deliver. So, I mean, that's covered, as Pierre says. What's the point? Can we move on to the next one? We agree on that one. Can we move on to the next one?
Yeah, the second one now.
On the fiscal guide, I think that's a good point. It's covered there, we acknowledge it, and I will take responsibility together with Charles, ultimately, that we didn't say anything. Now, here we might disagree. You're saying you're skeptical, and you know, at least it's a guide, right? The PBO says that they have difficulties in understanding how that will be implemented, given the, if I remember correctly, Ms. Lani, you guys are arguing, you can't have a clear enough sense in this volatile global and domestic environment, right, of what economic growth is likely to be. In fact, this very example of the MTPS, it was only 2%, now 1.5%, right? So you covered that issue. So what do people want to say in regard to the second point on the fiscal guide or guideline? What do we want to say in our observation? What do you want to say? There have to be words for text. Can you maybe even give me a glass of water? Oh, this is mine. Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh. You see why we're both in the same other party. Right. Okay. Nobody's got anything to say. Let's move on. I mean, look, this time you had it for, in this day and age, you have a report at 4 p.m. the previous day, have a whole hour and a half given to you, if you can't deliver. I've got to move on. Next point, please.
Oh, so I'm about to.
Right.
I mean, Chair, my proposal is that the committee obviously needs to take note of it. It was the big policy, minister's big policy announcement, so it can hardly not be in the report, so we agreed there. My skepticism is really just the fact that expenditure ceiling appears to be a soft ceiling. There appears to be at least, I mean, two exceptions or exceptional circumstances under which the ceiling might be reviewed. Those are specified in bullet one or two. But if you read carefully on page 20, there's a third exception which reads, or a third possible exception, which reads, over time, government's ability to properly appraise capital projects as discussed on the FM may also be a factor in the application of this guideline. In other words, there seems to be a hidden third bullet point in this document. It raises the question to me. So my recommendation, when we come to recommendations, is that we ask National Treasury to brief us in detail on this fiscal guideline.
Why would you say that?
It's origin.
Can we just agree
that in a thing like the wording will be given the committee's recommendation is that National Treasury
who is doing the look, you can't have five people wording, right? Who's in charge of the final wording?
Okay, PBO, can you help us? Right? Because this is your job, right? Parliamentary Budget Office. Is that right? You're in charge. Okay. You can work with Esther, and I don't want any mean fights there. We haven't got the time. The text has to be available voting. We'll have to call a meeting again just to vote on this thing. I will take responsibility with Charles, right? But you give me the notes. I'll type it up now, immediately after this meeting. So as I understand it, it's something like this. It must be high up because it's a key thing, right, David? We'll have it under... After we talk about education... I was going to say something facetious, but I'm very scared after what happened to the minister. I'm not going to say it. Those of you who want to know what I wanted to say, you can talk to me later.
Can I join you?
As long as you don't tape record me. Right. So now, let's go to, it will be very high up. Let's go to 4 point, the new... Can I also plead to Ms. Sani? If you in this day and age, if you can have sequential numbering, because I'm going to keep, Charles and I have to keep changing the numbers. It's like, you know, about 10 years ago, 15 years ago they used to do that. My mother's time. Okay. Now, keep the sequential numbering. Because it's numbering really, you have to keep changing it. So now we're going to go to 4.3. The new 4.3, which is actually 4.4, will read something like this. The committee recommends that National Treasury reports to us, reports to the committee. We have a joint meeting, right? So the meeting there, time.
Yeah.
On the fiscal... Long-term fiscal guidelines. In particular, how it would deal with the issues raised by the PBO above in section whatever it is, to whatever, and other related issues. Is that okay? Good. Right, settled. Next point is the one on... Did you want to do that? Next point is the one about capital project appraisal. You feel, as a DA, I take it you have a mandate for all this, right? Right. Can we see that David not speaking for himself, right? Because expulsions are the order of the day, the DA. So we want to know. Can you give us you see, Comrade Corker, we have a problem with, because he will write his own caucus report, right? Because he is a one-person caucus, right? So that we'll have to get the Chief Justice will check on that. But all right, on the issue of capital project appraisal, you dismiss him of a National Treasury system.
Quite the contrary. Another major policy announcement, and I think it's a very good idea.
So you want them to brief us on it?
I would like them to brief us.
Fine. So that's what we do. We say the next point is the one following will say that in view of the importance of expenditure on capital projects, the appraisal thing, blah, 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 in the first quarter of next year, we must be briefed. Right? Okay, agreed. Right, the next one is expenditure, the balance between consumption and expenditure. Now, the cost containment issue, can I raise something? We have covered. Just trying to see question mark. Okay, I'll come to you here. Let's deal with this issue. The balance between consumption and expenditure. What do you want to say?
There's an imbalance.
Imbalance? So, what's the point you're making?
I think the committee should be conservative.
Say something more. Just give us a substance for what you say. We're not saying no, we're just saying let's hear exactly what you say and what you want us to say.
The structure of the report makes provision for observations, and along the lines, I think we should simply observe that there's a significant imbalance between consumption and capital expenditure and then be concerned about it.
All right. Anybody got an issue there?
Simply an observation.
Good. Everybody's agreeing? Good. Fine, settled. Next point is in cost containment. Look, we've raised this. And we've been asking the members to, at every quarterly report, when National Treasury appears, what actually do. A follow-up. Now, you see, National Treasury will tell you, we can do what we can do. But we can't, like, go there and monitor every department, every provincial department, and the provincial treasuries are also having similar problems, right? But there has been some improvement. What do we want to say that's new? We've said it before. In our quarterly report, this is one of the themes we look at. What do you want to say that's new?
Chair, I raised cost consumption because, I raised cost containment because it is, in my impression, based on the data on my disposal, that despite the best efforts of the National Treasury, they've hardly made a dent in cost containment. And that is because national departments and possibly other provincial departments are not supporting the National Treasury. Equally, the National Treasury committed in their 2015 budget to implement further cost containment measures, particularly in respect of workshops. That hasn't happened. It appears to me that National Treasury, when it comes to cost containment, have been defeated. It is our job to get to the bottom of the facts, and if indeed the National Treasury are not being supported where cost containment is concerned, it is for us to make recommendations and take action.
Yeah,
I think it will be very helpful if the committee can be finished with those details of the latest findings, because then what will be basic our observation or your recommendations on if we don't have those hard facts? Because I know in the last briefing, I'm also the impression shared by the chairperson that there's a lot of improvement on that area. So I'm not sure. Because if those details are here, or maybe they are not cited in the report, then we can be finished with those details. So it's going to be difficult to support that position if we don't have those facts on that table. I think from where I sit, that this is what will help us in the committee.
I'm happy to furnish you the facts, but the high level are that the National Treasury take aim at 25 billion rands worth of expenditure and save 2 billion, and then do not implement further cost containment measures. There's a problem here. Okay.
Look, can I tell you something? you see, Cindy, you here, are you?
Yeah. Good.
This thing of, can we be clear? We're going to have National Treasury here when we finalize the report in the future, right? Because we'd like to hear their thoughts. What I think is, instead of saying they haven't done enough, or they have done enough, because I saw even in the media reports on reductions in air flights, in conferences, I thought workshops actually, it was recently in the paper. In fact, last week it was in the paper based on the NCPCS. So I'm just surprised at what you say. Look, it's neither here nor there, whether you're right or wrong. What we might want to say is that we feel more needs to be done. Rather than saying not enough, we feel more needs to be done on cost containment. Now, in previous, the researchers and so on say, you can make recommendations in a vice fiscal framework to the executive. But if you are talking about yourself, you don't put it in. So we've got a separate section that says the committee will monitor more actively. It's an instruction to ourselves. The committee will monitor more actively in squadron reports the reduction in terms of cost containment. We feel more can be done in this regard. So instead of focusing on whether they're achieving it, when we talk about the facts, we're basically talking of an hour or two because we have to finalize this report today because we're voting on it in the house tomorrow. Right.
Chair, I would like to propose that the committee agrees that the National Treasury briefs, we put this in the recommendations, that the National Treasury briefs us in detail on its implementation of cost containment measures. And I'll tell you why. I've asked detailed questions about the cost containment measures, and the much vaunted, transparent National Treasury are not replying in full to those questions. And if they are not prepared to do that, they need to come here and we need to compel them to reply.
Chairperson, last week, Thursday, in the NCLP, Minister of Finance replied to that question. It's in Hansa. Because I made a follow-up. The question came from myself. So he replied, and then in the NCOP, on a quarterly basis, we engage from provincial treasury on their fiscal position. It appears in the recommendations here as well, on a quarterly basis. And then we delve into each department. Here it is. I brought it with. So those reports are available.
Okay, tell me what you want to say. Can you just say what you want to say? Okay, so just say what you want to say.
I'm saying we cannot be involved in operational matters. If it was an operational plan, we should deal with that decision. If we don't discuss it,
anybody else would say anything?
Can I be specific? I'm looking for data on the implementations of cost containment measures in every single department, and that is what the National Treasury thus far, I stand under correction, I might not, has not furnished me with. And I'm getting tired of it.
Yes? Maybe that's very important. Maybe that's important. Maybe that's important. I think we are together on this one. This is part of the role that we should play as an oversight. So I think this recommendation is in order. Let's call for that detailed report. Yeah.
All right. The question I want to ask is, you must think that ultimately people put a flood of requests. We must have a report on this, a report on that, a report on that. Now, what then is the point of the quarterly reporting? Well, scrap it. Because that is what their main preoccupation over the last 2 years, well, increasingly so, has been cost containment. So when they come every quarter, we are supposed to ask, since the last quarter, how much have you achieved? You said the target is 25 billion, right? How much of that 25? You see, then you have to have separate sittings, and once it's put down there, it's ultimately the chair's responsibility for these meetings. Look at the attendance on Friday. Now you're talking of meeting on Saturday or Friday. Monday is the end of the day. Monday is a constituency day. Even the president is in the So, are we talking of Saturdays and Sundays? There is no space. We've got the financial sector regulation. We've got the FICA vote. This Friday, by the way, I've got happy news for the Standing Committee on Finance. All people are listening. We're discussing both of those. Then we've got the insurance bill coming. Then there's the carbon tax bill coming. Then you've got the normal processes of the MPPP and the budget. Let's get real. I am saying to you, we can say something about the committee is concerned to monitor progress in respect of cost containment measures and will more actively do so in its quarterly engagement with the session. Because that's what they're supposed to report to us regularly on. We fail to do this, now I go on record, we fail to do this every quarter, and then we come here and say, let's have a separate sitting on it. I feel very strongly, but if I get outvoted, what can you do? It's a democracy, sadly. I'll have to agree, right? So, fine. Then, our members here, because I'm here, Fridays to 5 p.m. Right? Let's do it.
I
have also got other...
Chair, it's my strong impression that National Treasury are not used to robust oversight.
Now that you have come here,
All the National Treasury need to do is to furnish us with the information that we require on cost containment, and they can do it on the papers.
Right, you're not asking for a separate meeting, but that's fine. Okay, it's fine. We can ask for that information. But we will, as a majority, except David and possibly his colleagues here, we will do that anyway in our quarterly report, not except for sitting, right? Well, it's fine. But you have a right to have that information. This is a democracy. The Constitution provides for it. And Jenkins, where are you, Mr. Jenkins? Frank Jenkins? Right. You will tell us if there's any question that's asked that the chair can decide, or the majority can decide, whether such questions can be allowed. But as far as I know, you cannot refuse a member here. So fine. You want a written reply to it? So we ask that within, it's a bad time of the year, let's say within 3 weeks. Does that seem reasonable? Within 21 days?
21 days is fine.
Right. 21 days, you will provide us with details about that. Good. Next one is now the revenue side. What's the issue here? It's declining. We need to say something. What in particular?
Well, again, the report is structured to cater for observations, and I just simply think
misobserving.
No, we got your point. What do you want to say?
Simply to record the decline in revenue, both in this financial year and over the medium term, which, if I recall correctly, 7.6 and 35, and to record our concerns.
It's a pretty banal thing to say, because in the report, the PBO is saying it, everybody is saying it, so what? So we can make this banal observation of a long report. Actually, the report is too long as it is. It should have been 6 pages. There's no need to have such a long report. 3 pages summary of what they said, 3 pages, yeah. Okay, you want to have a long report, it's fine, I mean, it'll be. Can we be warned about what we're doing here?
It's not what the PBO is saying, it's what the committee.
Right. No, no, but then it's banal. Who's going to disagree with it? It's like saying, we want economic growth, full stop. I mean, what's so profound about that, would you respect? But fine, we can put things like, we want economic growth. Okay, let's put, we want economic growth. What else would you say? We want equality. Full stop. Great, let's put that in the report. Can you know these things, right? These banalities. We want more revenue. Full stop. Right? Let's organize. Like a certain party does, who's not here, by the way. Right? We want, equality, egalitarianism. Put it there. Fine. Okay, so we're going to say, the committee expresses its concern. Wow. Okay, put wow in brackets, that's what the chair said. One thing. Right. The committee expresses its concern about the declining revenue over the NTEF period, full stop. So what? What's the recommendation from them? Let's raise more revenue. How about that? Okay, so in the conclusion, recommendation, let's raise more revenue. How about that? Happy, David? Let's do that. Right. So, fine. So, you know, we must have some correlation between most of the observations and the recommendations.
Right.
I know you've got a mandate to do this, and you have to report back, otherwise, you know, you'll never know what will happen to you. Most of the things, you can sleep well tonight, you'll tell his partner, hey, you are with me, and I'm the only one that held the Trinity to account. Nobody's ever done that before. No DA person has got all nine of these things. Now, I'm not serious now. I'm teasing you, but I'm not serious. I'm being facetious, which means I'm not serious about what I'm saying. The committee needs to apply its mind, isn't it, now, about banalities. Right? Fine. Put the banalities in. We have a long report. So what are we saying here? We're saying the committee expresses its concern about the declining revenues over the NTEF period, full stop. Do you want to add any substance to that observation?
Chair, this is the structure of your report. I didn't ask you to structure the report.
I don't structure
the observations. We can hardly have a report that doesn't point out the seriousness of the macroeconomic situation in this country. Just because the PBO said it and we don't note it, could be a problem.
I must tell you, you're new to this committee. I don't know where you were before, but you probably had, or you don't have these. What we have is a report that's structured in terms of the committee section and based as in their interpretation of the Money Bills Act. I have my own problems with this, right? No. Right. So now, based on the understanding of what should be done in terms of the money. This is a structure, Esther, am I right? Esther, this is a structure you get from the committee section, right? Observations and then recommendations.
Yes.
If I'm correct, there should be a reasonable correlation, Esther?
Okay.
There should be a reasonable correlation between most of the observations. Not all observations lead to recommendations and recommend. Am I correct? Okay. So this is the committee section and this is our parliament function. Now, for now, we are stuck with this method. But, okay, fine. We will make that observation. The next point? Sorry?
Why do you observe
that? That's a fair thing to say. It doesn't have to be the same person. It has to be the committee. Because ultimately, it's a committee report. So, if we go into recommendations in how to raise revenue, then we're going to have a long sit here and so on. So, what are there any recommendations of how to raise revenue beyond what the National Treasury has been saying, beyond what the Davis Tax Committee has been saying? And we tried to get the Davis Tax Committee twice, and we're going to do it in the next quarter.
I think I should have brought my debate here for the budget.
Yeah. So the point I want to make is, does anybody want to say anything in respect of what follows from the observations? No? Okay, let's go on. We'll make the observations. The next issue is the contingency reserve. To use a dramatic term, it's wiped out in this financial year, and it's very low over the next 3 years. Yeah, we can make an observation. My God. You really want that? Okay, fine. People want that? We're going to observe what? That our concern that the contingency reserve is so low and over the NTEF period, it is worryingly low, or concerningly low. Is that what you want to say? Is that agreed by the majority in the committee? I don't get a sense from colleagues and comrades. Hello, my brother. No comment. So what am I supposed to do? How are the peers supposed to do? Do people want to put that in or not? Fine, let's put it in. Okay. The next thing then is the budget balance. Am I right?
Yes.
Right. What's the concern here? We've said we're concerned about the... you're asking the issue about budget balance and the low rate, 3% of GDP. What's the point you're making here?
About the budget balance and the fact that it's what taking a slower rate than anticipated in the main budget.
Yes,
we've forgotten the primary balance, which is a bigger concern.
But you see here, then we did a discussion because there may be differences between the parties on these issues. I think this area is entering now the area of policy differences and ideological issues. And I don't know, can we get responses from the ANC? Because now it's not a matter of just an observation that we can consensually agree on. It's a whole lot of issues about budget balances, it's about what level of debt is appropriate and so on. We're not getting anything. I mean, the ANC has got a different position from yourself. So what do we do here? Now, comrades, can you assist here? I'll count on the fact that you are sick, so you've been kind enough, which I think is very nice, not to sit with people. Hopefully you'll sit in a separate part of the chamber this afternoon.
We are dealing with projections. We must be clear about it. Anything can happen. If you look at page 20 and 26, the risks are also a threat. If you get labor unrest, it's going to affect your balance. If you get an international hiccup, you're going to get the imbalance. So it's one or the other way. We want stability to bring down deficits, to bring down debt, etc. That's the point. I think we all agree on that.
David, can we defer this?
Chippy, I think we are making this more heavy weather.
What do you want to say? Give us the word again.
In my view, a report that is required to make observations should simply observe the main, if you like, line items in the budget. And where the numbers are sort of flashing red, I think we should note our concern. Really, as the Honourable Member said, it's noting the existing data provided by the Minister in the last year. The recommendations are quite separate.
But I can hardly redo the report. It's not something we're going to discuss here, David. It's something you can go to the rules and all of that. This is the way it's done. Now, here, it's not simply a noting. I'm saying we're underpinning what you're saying. It's not a simple factual thing, or one that can be consensually agreed to, as against most of the others. This one is raising broader policy and ideological and other issues, and the parties won't agree on this, from what I can tell. But if you want to write a pretty mundane, a sort of limp sentence, we can have a limp sentence. It will make you feel happy. I don't know what you will achieve, but give us a limp sentence that everybody can agree on. Like there should be equality.
The point I'm making is in 20 years' time, if somebody reads the minutes, it would appear to them that the committee has not observed the notes, some of the key factors in the budget, particularly some of the key concerns in the budget that the minister himself has raised. For example, when we get back to the debt service cost factors or the total debt. It's simply a question under observations of noting these facts. I think we're making undue,
right,
the heavy weather.
Can we get response to this?
Tandy?
Yeah, I think we agree that we need to have a balance between economic growth and distribution. So, if there is a need to have the center of speak about it. It will be more about economic stability. I don't have the precise answer to so, to avoid any political debate in terms of the fiscal framework, which is about because in the current context, we are agreeing to that our economic performance is based on both international and domestic standards. So if you want to reduce that debate to a local level, then I have an issue.
Okay, present us with a formulation. Look, this is a report. Don't come here and make general statements. You know the way. You have to have words. What is your wording? Ultimately, it's about wording. It's about a text. Give us your wording. It may be limp enough that we can all agree.
See, I would just simply, I can sit down and formulate the wording, but I would just simply say that we would, note with concern the budget balances they set out here, the fact that they are greater than 3% of GDP, and that they taper off at a slower rate than in the main budget. Words to that effect. Simply noting what the minister has already presented.
I'm going to ask for the indulgence of David Maynard on the formulation of this report. Because how you call the observations that you are raising, in my opinion, should also help to resolve the challenges that we face in the economy. It's okay to make observations, we do that all the time. But it's important for us to also provide solutions. I think it's our responsibility as members. And I don't think we differ on that one in the committee, that we want to provide solutions to the challenges. And I also want us to avoid a situation where we are just seen as a majority that is moving over other members without considering their views. That's not what we want to do in this committee, and that's not what we do on the normal scale. All I'm requesting is that let's put it in such a way that assists to resolve the challenges. We should not be seen to be just observing the challenges that National Treasury is experiencing. We should also be seen to be addressing those challenges. Because when we call them to present their quarterly report, we will want them to speak to the recommendations we've made, not the observations we've made, but the recommendations we've made. So I'm saying it's correct to make the observation, but to further say that we need to realize economic stability. And one of it is to balance growth and distribution. Okay? So it's, we're not shooting down the point, but we're saying let's enhance it. Let's elevate it to a recommendation. Because come the next session when they're going to present the quarterly report, on what will we hold them accountable if we did not recommend anything? That's the point.
I'm trying to communicate that nobody seems to, on their side to gel at times.
I'm elevating your point, Chair. So we will want to have that formulation, but let's help it. Because when we come back, we're going to go point by point of what we said here today. Point by point. And
well,
if we just made observations, then it will not help.
Yeah, I just want to remind members that it's 4:15, and we have to move on to G26 soon. So well, there are only three left, if I'm correct. What are we going to do about this? Anybody else wants to comment? So can we get guidance? I mean, time's running out. What do you want us to do? I don't know. I'm neutral. You know. No, I just want us to actually make some sense. But, you know, it's correct. Well, I'm doing my job. You want to say that banality? Fine. So what?
Chairman, I thought
all of these things are actually in the report. Why don't we simply say we agree with
dot, dot, dot. You know, just put it as one paragraph. The following, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Is that a possibility? Don't put it off.
Chairman, thank you. I thought that Tandy was helping us. Tandy, are you happy with me? Chairman, you did say we use first names in this committee.
Yeah,
I know there are other people around who might think that.
And
Mazamba is happy with me too. But she was indeed building on what David had said, and I think that that's good, because it takes into account ours, and not David Pettit, but our concern, and adding to it and giving it some meaning into the future. So I would ask Tandy perhaps to repeat those words, but I would think that we could happily go with that.
Okay, Tandy, repeat
it, please. All right, between Tandy and David, can you craft it and let us have it within 15 minutes after the meeting is finished. The next point is... what's the next point? Just mention what something about
the last two points were the question of the national debt and the debt service costs.
So what about the national debt?
Well, I simply think that the report should capture an observation about the ballooning national debt with the relevant figures and the ballooning debt service costs with the relevant figures and the fact that it's the fastest growing item of expenditure.
Yeah,
it's called an observation.
Yeah. But it's in the report. I mean, we don't report the figures. I mean, what we do want to do is repeat what's in the report. We don't do that in this committee. We don't repeat what's in, unless it's really germane to an argument. So all we're going to say is we express our concern about the debt. But there is a debate within the movement about exactly what is an appropriate budget deficit, right? So we'll read it carefully. I just want to alert members to this. You have to go by ANC policy, mate. So I'm a bit careful about this one, right? Because there are people within the movement who argue that if you look at other countries, I'm just guiding you on what the... Look at other countries, by that measure, we actually do not have a very high budget deficit, right? But having said that, correct? Let's have it.
Chair, I thought the point that Honorable Tandy raised was the principle that the committee is going to follow, that we're not going to make repeated observations that National Treasury makes themselves.
Yeah.
And that what we want to do is, unless we don't have concrete recommendations or anything to hold National Treasury to what they must do differently, we can't really rehash National Treasury's own observations in a committee report and call it our observations, because all we're doing it is changing it from National Treasury's observations to the committee's observations.
Sandy?
Chair, I'm going to make a request if you allow us. Can we park this matter? It's not an urgent matter, we can debate. It's a debate, it's a debatable matter about the disadvantages of what you either agree. Because I want us to have an opportunity to let David make his presentation on this specific matter and we engage it. Because I don't want it to appear as if we don't want to engage such matters, you see. Because it's not urgent. We're servicing our debt, so it's not like we're not servicing. So if he's got a different formula, we're going to engage it. But also I want to remind members what I said in one of these meetings. There's a thin line between wanting to hold the government department accountable and wanting to put models that you think they must implement. It's not our role. It's not the role of Parliament. I've said it before. You see, we don't formulate policy for government. We don't. And I know I'll get in trouble with my chair if I start the debate, because I can go to town about why I believe so. Because we're not going to set the targets here. It's not our role to set targets. You see? But to engage David and clarify him on that matter, pack it will come to it, it's not urgent.
Yeah, I forgot.
Are
you
there?
What's your name? I don't know.
Sorry?
Tablach. Okay.
Mohai and then Tablach.
Thank you very much. Just a comment. Earlier points that we made around earlier, the committee said that the MTVPS doesn't focus enough on how economic growth is to be stimulated over the MTVPS period. Point that is qualified, I think. Many other points fall under this profound statement that we made, because the first thing we agreed, we said that we need sustainable measures for long-term economic growth and development, and that the current MTBPS process should express that there is a linkage between the budget and economic growth and development in a long term. So we cannot therefore separate issue of stabilization so that we don't push short run stabilization outside the broader picture that there must be stimulant for growth in the medium and long term. I think that's the issue that has been under there. So many other points of observation are points that fall under some of the general points that have been made in the report arising from number of presentations which we are fair. I do agree that we may be repetitive somehow and some issues may stand out and lose context if we raise them separately from the broader framework or summary that is being raised here. So I do caution that we may not highlight a point loosely and find it difficult to make a substantive recommendation.
Chairperson, thank you. I was covered to a large extent with what Dante has said. We at the moment think we are making recommendations or observations rather. You know, certainly proper recommendations can be made, but obviously we don't have the time to go into that detail today. But I still think that it is important, like we've been doing up to now, to flag our concerns and ensure that we are going to attend to that in future. So thank you. I'm quite happy with the suggestions, and also, you know, I think we've been accommodated to a large extent to now, and if we can go on like that, I think it will be very helpful. Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right, so on this matter, can you
because it's such a complex issue, and there's, you know, a lot of, let's say, haziness about the differences we have within our own ranks about this issue, that we defer this issue. We don't mention it in the but it's something we come back to and address in some other way.
Chair, obviously the committee must decide. My view is that the national debt and debt service costs are a very important issue, and I think are going to become a very important issue, and could, if not managed correctly, result in a rating downgrade. I don't think it's the kind of thing that the committee can ignore, but I do recognise that the decision to include the issue of the national debt in this report, or not as the case may be, is a committee decision.
Yeah. Why can't we then take a suggest a compromise, colleagues, could you listen to me? Why can't we say the committee knows the rising debt servicing cost and the debt level, and feel that this matter needs to be given considered attention in ways that do not undermine the country's developmental goals. So that we balance debt against the developmental goals. If you just talk about debt alone, we're a broad organization. And you know, there's different interpretations at the highest levels of the movement and of the government on what debt level are appropriate. Different departments have different views, and it's out in the public domain when you're high. So I think that's the way to do it. So it's linked to developmental goals.
I don't see Dumasani here, but I take it SP, you're taking the notes, right?
Okay, good. The next one then is, the final one is what? There was one more left, you said. If I remember, it's what?
It was another balance, the primary balance, which we haven't spoken about. My understanding is of the figures of primary balance is indexed in this financial year, and again, I think we should note that with concern. Simple as that.
Yeah, but you see, what you've now got is a report that's simply saying, we are concerned. We have said that there are observations you make in the report which do not correspond to a recommendation. That's fine. So if you make 10 observations, at least 7 of them should have recommendations. The other 3, you're not really clear what you want to recommend. It's not your job either. You're for the executive to be alerted to it. Now we've got a situation where we've got about another 9 observations to which there are no recommendations. I just think, you know what, I feel unless there's a strong argument we should just drop this one.
Yes.
We'll find another means of expression. Is there anybody who disagrees with the... What do you feel, Sean? You're the co-chair. Are we going to have yet another observation?
Addressing page 94.
Yes.
That whole picture, the whole page.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. There
it is.
So what I'm going to... One thing, go to page 24. Yeah, let's drop that one. Okay, the next one. Now you ask about the fiscal risk. I mean, the public sector wage bill, we've covered that.
You missed one. My understanding of the Money Bills Act requires us to pay attention to the whole question of contingent liability. Now, I asked through you, the National Treasury, to disclose the current contingent liabilities and provisions and provide us with the breakdown. Purpose of that to determine whether there have been any new provisions or contingent liabilities raised between now and the main budget. The Treasury failed to provide us with that information.
They replied, the letter, you mean the questions you put?
Yes.
They were submitted to Treasury within 3 minutes of receiving it. Is that right, Alice?
Yep.
Yeah. And as I understand it, this morning, I was questioning the parliamentary liaison officer. This morning it was sent out to all members.
Correct. Except the replies to my questions are non-replies. They do not, in fact, reply to the question, and in many cases evade answering the question, and deliberately, in some cases, do not reply to the question. In respect of contingent liability, there is no breakdown provided.
Treasury, can you reply? We did ask for an official to be here for these very reasons. So Cindy, can you reply? Yeah, I think there's nothing I can do. What we will do is facilitate further representation on this matter. So that's all we can do. I mean, we can't address the issue now. We have to vote on this thing. Don't raise the thing about time and so on. You have the right to raise it at the highest levels. We've done it this morning at the highest level. So I think this is an issue. You're entitled to the answers, Jenkins. Can you have a look at the question? And can you mediate here? If he's entitled to the answer, you've got no choice. You can go and try to change the constitution, Cindy. But for now, you have to answer the question. Okay?
Chair, I wish to place it on record that my analysis of this reply is that the National Treasury have deliberately not replied to certain questions that I posed, and I'm very concerned about that. But let's leave the matter.
Yeah, we can't do anything just now. But we will look at it and we'll take it forward. Okay. Right, the next issue is on the public sector wage bill. Now, hey, we've covered this issue. Say, what do you want to say that's new?
I agree, Chair, you have covered it, but I think there's a very important section that hasn't been covered, and that is the whole question of how we avoid a situation in 2.5 or 3 years' time where, in the current dispensation, an agreement is reached about public sector wage increments that is catastrophic for the budget, and which the Minister of Finance appears to have absolutely no control over or say. So I think there's a structural problem which needs to be looked at.
Right. Comments or responses to that?
Chair, yeah, our command would respond to this problem. I fully concur that. The minister will speak in the
language. The minister has a specific set that I really have full control over the matter.
We call it something, I remember our recommendation on this matter. I don't know if they want to call it the social compact or what, but where we are saying all parties must come on board and make sure that this matter is given proper attention, because definitely, I mean, the impacts are very, very adversarial to our development agenda. So I think at some stage we made that particular recommendation, calling for all sectors to work together, including the labor, so as we are able to address this particular problem. So I'm not sure if it's appropriate for us to go back to that recommendation. Or I'm not sure what is it that the specific suggestion that we can look at to deal with this matter.
Can I, before you answer, because you're new to this committee, remind members that
at the beginning of this year, when we had the budget, Professor Jahed, Mohammed Jahed, right, said, look, you must be very careful. Was it last year, in November? Last year this time. Is that right, Dumasani, last year this time? Professor Jahed said that, look, this thing about, members were saying they're concerned about the public sector negotiations and where it's going to, and what the public sector wage bill would be. He pointed out that there are cases to be made for conditions similar to ours, where precisely because of low growth prospects, you want to keep the public sector wages reasonably okay to stimulate economic demand and so on. And it was contrary to the views of the committee at the time. But we asked him to do research, which paper has been sent to all of you. The difficulty we've had is that it's getting the two committees to meet, the public service and our committee. So that report is going to be tabled. Alan and Peter Paul, can we start the negotiations fairly soon, right? To have that report presented, PBO report, to the both committees. So that's on the agenda. I'm not sure, in the context that I've set out, there's any need to say anything. Because we're covering ground. It's a bit unfair when new members come and then raise things as if we haven't got a prehistory, so to speak, on these issues, and we are addressing them. So unless you think something new, I really think the committee should stick by its rule, which is it's not going to entertain things that have been covered before. The question we have to ask ourselves as a committee, are we doing enough to follow up on issues that we have been raising, both in terms of observations and recommendations? So I would like to suggest we defer this. There's no disagreement that we have to look at this issue. But as to what the appropriate percentage of a GDP or public sector wage bill should be, is a matter for debate. Let's get the PBO to bring it. We didn't solicit that. The PBO itself said, is that correct? And we said, if you were saying that, Professor Jai, then do us a paper. And he did. Within the time limit. Do you want to say something quickly to explain to members of the
thank you, Chair. I think the report was to look at the wage bill, public sector wage bill, and discuss it. But we had a sketch, three scenarios, and so. But we can present to the.
We can send it out to members again. Okay, the new members may not have it, so we'll send it out. Can I suggest we defer this one? It's been catered elsewhere and by this very committee in different forms here.
Chair, I'm not sure that it is being catered for, frankly. I mean, I think it's common cause that the public sector wage agreement blew the budget in this financial year and practically amounts almost to an unfunded mandate in provinces. Some guys in Pretoria get together in a room. A premier gets a bill for 3.1 billion rand the next day. It can't be right. So my question, what I think we need to explore as a committee is what measures need to be put in place to mitigate or possibly prevent that happening again in 3 years' time. And that, I think, is something we need to explore because it is a significant fiscal risk going forward.
All right. Can members guide the committee, Chair, for what you want? Have to get some guidance.
Chair, you know, I'm very patient with David. David, we will want to debate issues, but we need to reach consensus, right? And it depends how you want to put this thing. And I said earlier on, we want to provide solutions. That's our responsibility. And some of these matters are not new matters. It's matters that we ourselves have sharply raised. But, for instance, I know how my chair has been struggling to get other chairpersons to convene joint meetings to discuss very issues of this nature. That look, we all have views about the public wage bill, but we need to have a consensus as a committee what we want to say. And we're going to meet the National Treasury in the next quarterly briefing. Right? The chair will have achieved certain milestones of convening the chair of labor. We raise these issues. At that time, PBO will have made a presentation to the fund then we'll be able to have a position on the committee. We'll have that deliberation. I'm trying to beg for your indulgence on this one, to accept the recommendation of the chair to defer it.
We don't think so. I mean, it's not going to be in this report, but it's covered. We are addressing the issue. We just need the three committees to meet. It's not easy to convene. I will do my best.
Mm.
So, can we move to the next issue? The next one is the nuclear bill program. Now, here again, we've had these discussions repeatedly. I have reported back to the committee. I've done exactly what I said I would do. I spoke to the chair of energy that very day that was raised, and there is a process unfolding, and it's being addressed. It's in the public domain. Now, what more do you want to say? There's nothing here that's relevant, because there's no allocation. That's just the research funding, looking at the viability, feasibility, financial implications, and so on. But there's no allocation for the nuclear bill program in the MTEF. So, I mean, what's the point?
My point would simply be under the observations and recommendations that we sort of note the allocation, which I think is 200 million of the MTEF, and that we ask Treasury, and this would be a recommendation, to brief us on progress in respect of the nuclear bill program.
We've already taken that decision. I'd like to suggest there isn't anything new here. Can you not even read the newspaper? There are all sorts of people. For what it's worth, the deputy president, former deputy president, raised this in yesterday's Business Day. I don't know what is this. It's like underlying it is this deep suspicion that we are all heading, plunging into this crisis. That, you know, we think we'll get voted forever. You know, there's no consequences and so on. Please, David, we've dealt with this issue. We are not taking over the responsibility of other committees. Right? So,
Chair,
what is there that
you... Chair, with respect, the difference between the Business Day and this is will be an official document, hopefully adopted by Parliament. And I would like that document to note the allocation to the on the nuclear bill program, and for this committee to agree and to recommend to the House that the National Treasury brief us on progress in respect of the nuclear bill program. They are going to take frontline responsibility, I should imagine, for providing the analysis of the possible economic impact and financial modeling and financial implications of the nuclear bill program. They are going to be a major player in...
Look, David, you're making a long speech. It's simple. We have already addressed the issue that we are not going to meet without the Energy Committee being there. They have suggested the Public Enterprises Committee and ourselves sometime early in the new year, or we're trying to do it before the end of the year, to collectively discuss the progress in respect of working out the financial implications of the new year. There's been an agreement. That chair has made it very clear repeatedly that this is a big project. It can't just go ahead without Parliament being apprised, bearing in mind market sensitivities and all that, on the broad outlines of the financial costs, right? So we can repeat what we said in the committee once again, repeat that there's a need for the three committees to consider the fact that, well, what's the point? You've spoken to
this
now, like, you're not going to say anything. That can we just get members to guide the two chairs? What is it you feel should happen on this matter of the nuclear bill?
Members, what do you want done?
I don't know. Can you guide us? What is it?
I've made a proposal.
Yeah, so can I get a response from members? What do you want us to do?
And I'm very happy with your words.
What do we emphasize your previous?
Dave, what do you think, Dave? What should we do? What does it So, all right, can we, well, there's no guidance from the committee, so I'm not sure what we're supposed to do, so let's wait until members guide. No, you've made your view. I'd like to hear from other members. What is it you want to repeat what we've already said? Mind, we can repeat it. Or do you want to have a study group to discuss all these issues?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do?
Mm-hmm. when we dealt with the ESCOM bill, allocating that 23 billion rand, we took a decision jointly with the Standing Committee on Appropriations. We're going to call ESCOM on a quarterly basis on the expenditure. We took that decision. So on that side, it's covered. And we will follow it up in the NCP, but I believe jointly with the committee dealing with that entity. And that's a factual situation.
Yes, thanks, Chair. Just going back to the principle, I think it's an appropriations, committee of appropriations issue. And they must be the one responsible for calling in. If the committee has taken a decision in the NA, remember that in the NCOP we serve in the same committee. We have taken that decision. And I don't think it resides here because there is no allocation for it now. So it doesn't reside in this report. And it's something that the committee has taken a decision on previously. So must it really find, again, must you repeat it in this committee report if the committee has already taken a decision on it previously?
Let me explain why the members completely wrong.
Well, Chair, I think the point that you raised before the meeting is important. The energy bill program, energy mix, is a bigger project that the country is embarking on. And you further clarified that the research, both internally and broadly, is being conducted and Treasury has succeeded as indicated that. Now, it will be useful, I think, for a committee of this nature in looking broadly to interface with the Committee of Energy, as you stated. There is nothing wrong to do that. It's important. In fact, it broadens the scope, the policy scope in which the committee deals with this matter, whilst also looking to whether or not the country will afford this energy program. But I think we must say it quite clearly that this doesn't constitute a top secret. It is expected that government within existing legal framework must continue to share information regarding progress that we are making. And I think consistent with the Minister of Finance, I've listened to his briefing last week, he indicated that it will follow existing practices. It will go through all practices that exist. So in that fashion, if our committee expressed, because the danger is if we always seek to isolate issues which we think are not, if they are captured in the report broadly and the committee quarterly reports in monitoring the execution of progress, will monitor them, because the more issue that is important is outside the role of a committee in running its monitoring on what we express here on the program MTVPS board. So I don't have a problem. First, there's a need to meet with energy committee to discuss broad scope of this policy and how it unfolds. It's important to do that thing. And secondly, we must know that the existing procurement framework, legal framework, compels the government to do its regular briefing to committees, as we may deem fit to have that. Must be able to qualify. We deem it, when we deem it fit, government must come and account for us. Thanks.
All right. So
basically, we're saying, look, we're doing what we're doing, and we can't just keep repeating. I will once again speak to the NCCO person this afternoon. It's 2 weeks away from here, and say, please call that meeting. Okay. The next issue is on the SAA fiscal risk. Now, what's new here? We're meeting SAA very shortly. We're looking at the shareholder management compact, and we've sent them the questions, all your questions. Nothing was hidden, nothing sinister. Alan, is that right? Did you remove any of David's questions? No. You sure it's in what we sent? We sent all your questions. So there's nothing for you to, there's no media coverage here or anything. We can give it to the media. There's no wrong. We can give it to them. It's the committee's questions. So nobody interfered with your questions, there's no conspiracy. We are meeting with SAA next week or the week after, whenever it is. So what's the point here now?
Chairman, if I may respond.
Yeah.
The point is that the minister has made some quite
far-reaching comment in this budget, saying that basically SAA is going to run at a loss for at least the next 5 years. That's new. That is very new. And that should be a major concern for this committee, that can't be the case, that we need to. And I understand that we are in the process of engaging, but I think that the report should
note
that.
What is your formulation?
And my recommendation, my formulation of the recommendation would be that the means be found to ensure that SAA returns to profitability within the MTE period or sooner, not a 5 year
So this is an observation, it's a recommendation, that's fine. You want to observe what the minister said in the budget, and then you're recommending something. That we seek to ensure, the Treasury seeks to ensure that it returns to profitability within 3 years.
Mr. Chairman, yes, that is my recommendation.
That's
but of course, if this was the DA study group, I would be privatized.
Yeah, yes. I thought you were going to move. No, if it's a generic statement that says that the committee notes that, and that Treasury seeks to bring back to profitability SAA within the MTEF period. That's not an ideologically loaded thing where we have different issues about private. Now, on that one, if it's formulated like that, what do members feel?
This matter is also, of course, I mean, the reason that we've raised this is compounded by the fact that National Treasury have refused to discuss or disclose any additional possible contingent liabilities, one of which is possibly SAA.
Ah,
we're teetering towards saying yes. I mean, that's fine. Can I just say that it would be reasonable to say that this is what the minister said, that, hey, we've got problems for the next 5 years, and the committee feels, okay, we understand. Understanding the complexity and the difficulties, the committee feels that Treasury should seek. They can't instruct them because it's quite complex, right? Should seek to ensure that SAA is brought back to profitability in 3 years. Nobody doesn't want that. There's nothing controversial, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. Tandy?
Can we remove the word 3 years and say in there soon? You know why I'm saying this?
Reasonably soon.
Yes.
Reasonably.
You know why I'm saying?
Yeah.
On a lighter note, I want David to tell me any company that has listed its contingency liabilities for the public to consume.
Everybody. Why? Reasonably soon? Okay, why don't we say reasonably
you
soon, Tandy? Tandy, is that okay? Reasonably soon?
Yes.
Good, fine. So we settled on that one. Now can we move over to G26? Because it's viewed the recommendations, unless the DA or UDM is here, have got a lot of changes there. Have you got any proposals or recommendations? On recommendations? Oh, we covered them. So we're done. Okay. So in that case, can we reconvene at, look, it gives us half an hour. We don't need 20 minutes, but. No, we'll review the report with tracking and send it to you. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to take more than 10 minutes. So, it'll take us 10. You've got the notes, I will do the writing, right? So we'll do it now. Okay, I've got my computer here. It'll be ready within, by the time you send it out and all that. Okay, so what I'm going to suggest, the House meets at 2, right?
Yeah, 12 o'clock.
You guys are meeting at 2 as well. Why don't we just call it to 2 and vote on this report? Because you'll have read it. We're not going to... You're only looking at the text section, right? So, and if now, colleagues, if you have got changes, don't come here and flap around, okay? You always say the AMC is not precise and all that. But be precise and concise. It's wordy. So come with a track on the track, send it to us beforehand if you've got it, so we can reply quickly. So is 1:45 reasonable, G26? What do we want?
Just explain where G26 for everyone.
We know. It's at the back of the chamber.
The National Assembly Chamber. They've also got a chamber at SCOC, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So we will set it out for the next 20 minutes or so, and then you can look at it. But read it before you come, comrades.
I was
Thank you.